Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, this is Kevin, and you're listening to Main Street Universe, and this is the Horizon Oracle edition. We're getting ourselves settled in with a quick meditation. Okay, so what I'd like you to do is first go to the website, which is at www.templeofgaia.com, and then click on the Horizon Oracle card that's right there. Just give you a second to do that. What that does is it will jump you into a little section that has descriptions for the cards. Just give everybody a chance to get connected there. Listen to the music while we're getting connected. Okay, so what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be drawing cards off the top of the deck. I've done a quick shuffle. Just do one more quick shuffle of it. And for you guys who don't have the cards, that's okay. You just go to the website link, templeofgaia.com/horizon with the underscore, the underbar, oracle. .html. And I'll say hello to all the hundreds of people that are in the chat room right now. Hello, everybody. I'd like to say also hello to Veronica. Hello, Veronica. You've been with me almost through every radio show, I think, that I've done in the past, and I want to thank you for being with me up to this point. Listening to the music a little bit in the background. And that for those of you who come in late into the show, that you can go back to the archives and just click on it and reload or load the show. It's also downloadable. Okay, so also, now that you have the one link open for the Horizon Oracle, what I'd like you to do is do a Control N, N as in Nancy, and go and grab the address for the Horizon Oracle by right-clicking on it in your browser address field and choose copy, and then after you've done the control N, it creates a brand new web browser window. You right click in the address field and click on paste in the menu and choose Horizon Oracle. And what that will do is it will bring up a second page of the Horizon Oracle description, starting with 101 all the way through, if you just want to take a second, all the way through to 1245. So what that does is it gives you a chance to look at both cards, because I'm going to be drawing two cards. Okay, so the first card I'm drawing is the projects card, and that's associated with the time 717. And then the second card I'm drawing is the 359 card, 359, and the cards are associated with times of the day. It could be 3:59 in the morning or 3:59 in the afternoon. So the first card that I drew was the 717, the projects card, and I drew it, came out in the upside down position. It's facing away from me. And the cards that face away in the readings that you do or that I suggest for those people who have the decks already is that when the card is facing away from you and facing the person, if you're doing a reading for them, it's about the people that are around them or the things and situations that are going on around them. So it's not actually them. So it is the projects card, one more time, and it's facing away and it's associated with the time 717. So you grab the first window of the Horizon Oracle and go down to 717, and that you can see that what the image looks like. It shows someone who has a mallet and a chisel, and they're working on a piece of granite or marble or stone or something. And the description leads 717 projects. And it says, working projects produces ideas for other projects and solving problems. I'll read that one more time. Working projects. That means working on projects, you know, working projects to their fruition, produces ideas for other projects and solving problems. So if you have some things that you need to get done around the house or at the office or in the garage and you don't know where to start because you have so many that you want to do, that you just pick one and start going with it. Just start working on it, even if it means sorting the mail or gathering up the magazines that are loose or picking up, you know, loose clothes or doing dishes in the kitchen or starting to just walk around in the garage if you want to do some cleanup in the garage or something. Or if you want, let's say you're working on putting up a shed or a small house in the backyard or something, that you can just go to the hardware store where they sell lumber and everything else that has to do with building things or adding or what have you, and just walking around, you'll see the materials for other projects that you've been thinking about also, and seeing those materials, those items, those objects that could fit in as a solution for other projects start to become highlighted as you're walking up and down the aisle. Something to think about. So So it's 717 projects facing away from us while we're in the middle of doing the reading. We're doing the reading for the people, or something that's in our life. Like, we can be giving ourselves a reading also. So how to get ourselves moving, or related to what we want to see happen, has to do with us helping other people with their projects. Traipsing around, walking around in the area, looking to see who needs help with what, and it's likely that it would be a project that would be associated with a family member or a neighbor. It is that it's getting, helping other people getting their projects going helps us get our projects finished as well. Here we're looking at the image for 717. It's someone who is working with a hammer and a chisel or some kind of spiked instrument, and they're sculpting their masterpiece. So it would be us helping someone else work on their masterpiece. So it could be helping them improve their house situation, or if they're trying to write a book. It doesn't necessarily have to be something that would be job-related. It could also be associated with something that's about somebody else's passion. Now, when the project card comes up, it's about something that's going to be starting or beginning that could last as a project for some time. It could be a year or even out as much as to like 10 years to be ongoing. So the second card that I drew here, we're moving on to the second card, it's associated with the time 359, and it's called the Past Lives card. So if you take your second browser window and scroll down to 359, you'll see that there's a pyramid in the picture, a couple of palm trees, looks like a bunch of sand and desert, and maybe a high-rising mountain of some sort way off in the distance. And the 359 card is facing towards me or us as we're doing the reading. And it's the Past Lives card. So in the first browser window, we see the project's image. And then in the second browser window, we have the 359 card, the Past Lives. So this, the two images coming together here are really talking about things that we will be doing, helping other people with projects that will be connected somehow to a past life project that we had done either in this life or the life before we were born from our mothers of this present life into this life. So it could go back to when you lived in Egypt, back when times were thriving in Egypt, or it could be just a matter of 100, 200 years ago. So it means that you'll make a discovery by helping this person with their projects that will be connected to something that's been plaguing you as a problem for some time. And it fits really well with the 717 description for projects, which is working projects produces ideas for other projects and solving problems. So here, just a quick two card message talks about working with other people's projects, helping them with their projects, will help us connect with something that will help us with something that we've been trying to get completed also. They always say that no man is an island or no person is an island, and I believe that completely, 100%. So, absolutely. By helping other people, we help ourselves. And I think that's written in the Bible somewhere also, if I'm not mistaken. So I'm reading from Veronica, who's in the chat room, and she's saying she's got decorating that I need to get done, so the project card is a good one. It's, you can't go wrong really ever with the project card, because it is really saying if you got something bothering you, get busy doing something and everything will start to fall into place. Okay, so next up, I'm drawing two more cards here. The first card that I've drawn, and it's facing towards me, is the 347 card. So you want to go to your browser window and scroll down to the 347, and it's the help card. I'll give you a second to do that. And then the next card that I'm drawing is the 333 card. And that's about out-of-body journeys. The title for this card is Fly. And that really means to just be quick about what it is that you're doing. And it will, you know, get done in a very hasty fashion. So we were just talking before about starting the project, and somehow it's connected to past lives, something that we had going in our past lives in the past. Now we're looking at the 347 card, which is the help card, and it shows an angelic feather that's falling from someplace on high. And we've drawn the 333 card, and that is called Fly. So it's really funny and humorous that in the first frame, the help card, 347, is about helping, and we're being given a feather. And then in the next frame, the next card image, we're being asked to fly. So in the 333 card, if we just look at the description for that, sleep more and journal your dreams. And what that means is to, like, daydream, to, you know, take a minute and just get a quick cat nap or sleep in. But pay attention to your dreamscape, connections to your dreams. Because it is my belief, based on the readings that I've done over the years, is that a lot of us plan the next life that we're going to be living after this one in our dreams. And that's why some people go reincarnated right after they pass away. And, like, there are stories about how relatives have passed away, and then, like, 9 months later, a child is born. And then that child acts very similar to the adult or the family member who had passed away roughly, you know, 9 months ago or within the last year. And then that was that individual who went from dreaming in their lives to moving on into this new life, being born as this child. So here, the help card, 347, second card, fly, 333, and it's funny that they're in that kind of order like that, is saying that you don't discount your dreams. Pay attention to the stories, the experiences that you get in dreams, because they are significant and they are relevant to the things that are going on in your life. So if we go back and look at the projects card, 717 facing away from us, that's the first card in the first position, past lives, 359 in the second position. So if we look at the two first card positions, the first one is projects, and the second drawing of the two cards, the help is in the first card position. Ed's talking about starting this project that will be helping someone else with their project, and the help card comes in. So it really says that we're going to look like guardian angels, or, you know, a saint, or we're going to be sainted, or we're going to be doing something that is going to be give us power, or we're going to be supported by power, angelic power, based on the feather that's being handed down on high to help these other people with their projects. Then in the second card position, the first card being the past lives, and the second card in the second drawing, which is the 333, we can tap into our past lives in dreams that we've had. So there are some times where people dream about being in the army, being dreams about in Roman times, on other planets, flying around as a fish, living in the ocean, many, many different things. Here, this talks about a dynamic that is profound. And that by facilitating yourself to assist with the people and the projects going on around us will help us bring some closure to some of the things that we've been wanting to see end for some time. So the main deal here, if you will, is that Main Street Universe is a network of individuals who are going to be hosting shows like I'm doing here. Our first show, our first program, was the Main Street Universe primary, I guess, pilot or flag fleet. Later, ship, whatever, show, which is on Wednesdays from 11 to 12:30. That's about, it's a show about trying to discover what we're going to do now that we're no longer working for the big companies, and that the big companies are dying off like the dinosaurs did. Sure, there'll be one or two major companies out there. There will always be the major companies. But it's predicted that in 2012 and 2013, by the economic specialists, that retail is going to increase. Retail work and growth, employment, that kind of stuff is going to increase 40% over what it has been over the last 5 years. So what that's doing is that it's inviting the people who are well, you know, degreed. They went and they got their master's, or they might have a PhD or something. Inviting them to take that degree that they have, that they are being paid by a corporation or company to help that company, like in the projects card, 717, to help them achieve a result. Well, the age of the corporations is fading. There are major institutions, that will always be out there to assist the people who are interested in just working for somebody else. But we're in an age right now to where we need to take back Main Street and start doing something, producing a product that people really want to buy and that people can use. And it would not be one that would just be out there, you know, that we would buy just because we want to buy something. This is something that we need to start using. And most of the things that we're going to be buying are the things that would help us produce the products that would help us earn incomes also. So going back to the projects card 717, it's saying to help other people. So here you got someone who's on Main Street that it has their store up and going. You go in and you buy a hammer. You go in and you buy a saw or something to help you bring the tools back home and get your project or idea up and off the ground. And then the past lives card, 359, is saying that some idea that you had 10, 20 years ago can now be put into place, and you can start working on that as an idea or a plan or something to get you busy going with it. And with the help card, and really like the third position, if you want to look at the four cards that we've just drawn as a 1, 2, 3, 4 position, laid out in sort of like a four-card grid, making a box, is saying that we will be helped. We will have help getting these things that we want to see done, completed. And I also want to add that if I get cut off here, we're having major storms take place right now in the area, and that there's like damaging wind and golf ball size hail and everything, that I could end up dropping off. So the show is planned to be on for like until 8 o'clock. Is it 8? No, 7. 7 Eastern Standard Time. But yeah, if I get dropped off, that's what happens. So, again, back on the topic, is that we're here, we've been laid off, we're out of the box, we're out of the cube, we're looking at life now beyond the cube, and how are we surviving? We have to take our degree, our degrees, and find some way to put it to use that can help us. And it's pouring down rain out. If you were to give yourself a grant, just imagine yourself as an institution working for the government, and you wanted to give yourself a grant. So it's a little complicated in what I'm trying to explain. If you were going to apply for a grant, and it's thundering now, if you were going to apply for a grant, what would you want to be paid to do? What would be the work that you would want to do? If you're going to be doing grant work, what would that grant work be? You want to tie it to something that's related to your skills, your abilities, your knacks, your hobbies, your ambitions, what you're inspired to do, and try to formulate some kind of an idea. And with the 333 card, it's saying to pay attention to your dreams. And it can be daydreams, it can be notions, it can be just something that comes out of the blue that you get an idea for, or somebody says like a key word that is related to something else someone else said, that sort of like creates a chain of events that gives you an idea for making something, helping somebody else be more successful. That's going back to the projects card, helping somebody else, because it's in the facing away from us position. All right, so the next card up in the first position is the moving card, and it's associated with the time 5/11. So in the first browser window, go to 5/11 moving. Give you time to find that. 5/11, scroll on up. Yep, scroll up. So 5/11 moving. Exercise helps maintain the shape of things. You will be moving. And we just had some thunder out, intense thunder. I love it. It's very dramatic. Okay, so back again, 5/11 moving. And it says, exercise helps maintain the shape of things. You will be moving. So the card is facing away from us in the reading, so it has to do with people around who we're doing the reading for. Or if it's for us, it's about people around us that are going to be moving, that we will be taking part in. So it's, we will be helping somebody else. Yeah, and Veronica is telling me in the chat room that she can hear the storm in the background. I'd open the window, but the rain is coming down very hard, and the window is just covered with the water, so it will probably be gushing in, so I'll pass on that. I love to hear it rain, but here, it's the moving card associated with the time, 5:11, and it's facing away from us, so that means that somebody around us is going to be moving. 5:11. And that if you see 5:11 or any of the other times that I mentioned, 3:33, 3:47, 3:59, on up to the 717 card, when you see these numbers, pay attention to the conversation that you're having at the time. Because if you're talking to somebody and you're looking at the time and it says 5:11, or that you just bought a sandwich while you're talking with them and the sandwich and the chips and the drink or whatever cost $5.11, then that's related to what's going on about moving. So it will get to a point to where you won't have to really use the cards if you decide to pick up a deck and start working for it or working with it yourself. I also, by the way, I have written a workbook, and it's the 2012 edition of the Horizon Oracle workbook, where it has the descriptions and images and also layouts of card positions, what they mean. I've also created two sections of where I'll have three cards and what the definition is of those three cards in a group, and it goes on through the entire deck. And then there's another one where I've taken one card and I marry that one card individually with every other card in the deck, so you can see the description and the message associations between that single card and the other cards of the deck. A lot of people who have read it already, who have helped me with editing and everything with the book so far, said that they've enjoyed that section tremendously. So something to look at, to think about, if you're really considering getting into working with the Horizon Oracle. I designed this deck to really help people out there who weren't really able to get a grasp of how the tarot works. Like, you know, looking at the Ten of Wands and the Three of Cups and everything, it's really hard for people to wrap their minds around what the definitions are, especially if you're trying to join two of the cards together. So if you were, just for example, working with the tarot and you got the Three of Cups and the Death card, then those two working together would be something that would not be too delightful. And I leave it up to you if you want to go and research what the Death card means and the Three of Cups means. I'm not going to go into that, but I would rather have images that people could see that relates to something that they do every day, or that they can see every day, and that it makes sense. You can look at it and you can see what the story is trying to tell. So our first card of the third drawing here of the two card series is the 5:11, and the second card, is the 5:01 card, and that's planned failure. So if you come to the second browser window with the group of the Horizon Oracle cards and go down to 5:11, right? No, 5:01. It has planned failures. And if you look at the image, it shows a person who is on their knees having a fit at someone else who is running away from a scene, and between them is a castle, a sand castle that has partially fallen apart. And overhead, that's funny, is that there's a cloud with a lightning strike, which is sort of what's going on here right now. But the thing is that for us, looking at the planned failures card in front of us, 5:01 is association for the time, it's facing away, so it's really talking about the planned failures of the people and situations and things around us. And a lot of people say that they like to plan failures once they get an idea of the definition, but for the people who don't know or understand what the planned failures image is about, there are some things that we set ourselves up for that is doomed for failure. So let's say we decide that we want to go on a road trip and we only have half a tank of gas, and the road trip could end up taking the entire day. And we're like, oh, we'll get gas on the way. Well, you know, like, well, there's that one place that we can go to that might be a shop or a store or something that you can buy the gifts and the neat little sandwiches or pies or something that they might sell, because it's one of those little quaint shops out in the country. Well, you get on the road, it's an hour down on the roadway, and you find that that shop has closed or moved to another location, and your light that you're out of gas or about out of gas is blinking on your dash. You could have got gas in the first place. Petrol. But you didn't, because you were sure. But something in the back of your mind told you that you probably should stop and get gas. But the other part of you was like, no, it's better to just get out of the city, get away quick, get away, and we'll worry about it later. And then, boom, you run out of gas, and you have nobody to blame but yourself. You really could blame the store for closing, because they failed to stay open because you planned to see them, and that they can take the blame. And that's where the person in the image that's running away can represent the store that had the clothes, and that you end up happening upon it and they're closed, you blame them. If you see what I'm saying. And then with the cloud and the lightning strike, could be one where it's connected to you're trying to make your way down the road and there ends up being some kind of car accident or detour or something. And you're held up in traffic. Cars are backed up for miles. And you're looking at the light blinking on your dash. And you know you're going to run out of gas. So, with the 511 card and moving, facing away from us, and the 501 card about planned failures facing away from us, it's saying that the people that we're going to be helping move, whether we know who they are right now or not, they're not very good planners, and that they will be inviting us to come in and do most of the work for them. So I'm looking at a water in the room, and they are saying that they would like to be read also. I can do that too. That's pretty easy. A water, can you hear me talking? I just want to make sure that the sound is working good or whatever, because what I'm doing is just giving a general reading to like everybody that's in the room, even though it's just you and Veronica right now. Okay? So we have a water. Lily, I see the little extra letters in there, 831. What, do you have a question, or did you have, did you want general message? Okay. So first, Water Lily, I invite you, if you can, to hop over to the Horizon Oracle web page. Can you see the link that's in the room? You might have to scroll up a little bit. There's a link right there. You can jump to that. Let me know when you get to that. take a second. If you can do that, unless you're on your phone or something. Are you at a computer? And it's coming down outside. Crazy, crazy raining. It's like I'm looking at water rippling on like a river or something. I can't see out my window. It's coming down so hard. They're saying that we're supposed to be getting something like an inch or two of rain. Okay, so, all right. So I'm going to start for a water, or a water lily. Yeah. So the first card that I'm drawing for you, and a water, are you at the website so you can see what the cards are that I'm drawing? I'll just give you a second. The show is on today for another hour and 15 minutes, so we have plenty of time. You have a second, like hour and 40 minutes or 20 minutes roughly. Let me know when you get to the website, because the first card that I've drawn is the 447 card, and that's the between card. It's about someone who's around you. Okay, it's someone that's around you because the card is facing away. And for me, when I read people and just general stuff, when the card faces away, it's about the people and the things around us. And when they're facing us, it's about us. So, the second card that I've drawn is the wild card, and it's associated with 444. So, wild, W-H-I-L-E. Okay, so you can see the first one, and there looks like they're back-to-back. I shuffle the cards, and some of them just seem to be in the straight series. So the first card that I drew for you is the between card, and it's facing away from you. And the second card that I drew for you is the 444 card, and it's associated with while, W-H-I-L-E. And it shows someone who is looking back at what they've been doing. Now, most of my images have roads that people are up on, if they're walking or traveling or something. This is a single line, and it's meant to look like a yarn string or a thread that's been attached to your garment. Like there, you know, the story about how this one person got lost in a castle and that they unraveled their shirt or their robe or something to help them find their way around the castle, and they just kept the string unwinding it. This talks about something that you have been at for a while. You've been doing something for a while. And the other card has to do with someone who is between places, going from one sort of good place, carrying a bag of money, and going to another well-grounded kind of place. And if you look, they're trying to cross a plank that they found somewhere or that someone had left for people to cross this great divide. It's not too big, but if you're not careful, you could end up falling in. And the image of the individual is sort of dancing as they make their way across the plank. It's almost like they could give a pile of crap, really, that something has ended. And that's where the big cavern or the big ditch or whatever that divide is that's being covered by the plank. They're saying that they don't care that this thing has ended and that they have what they have been able to take from whatever the situation was that was in the past, and they're moving to the next opportunity. But the thing is that, okay, I'm looking at what Awater says, yes, finishing nursing school and preparing for state board and want a new relationship. Okay, so for you in this situation, there you're going to happen upon somebody who has just quit doing something somewhere else, and that they will be starting new starting a new life. So did you get like some kind of grant, or did you get some kind of loan or some kind of money to help you pay for your school or something? Okay. And Did you have, like, a best friend? Did you pick up a best friend or something while you're at that school? And then you guys have talked about maybe working at the same place in the future, like the hospital in the area or something. This person can be very helpful for you. If you can't think of who this person is, you might be able to think of it later. But here with the wild card, W-H-I-L-E, associated with the time 444, it's talking about something that you will be at for some time. For some time that you'll be able to look back at what you've done and be able to tell yarns about it. That's why I have the image of the person in the frame there looking back at what they've done so they can tell other people their story also. So it looks like this is going to be a good start for you. The next card that's coming up for you also is a very nice card, and it's the card that's facing you, and it's associated with the time of 443, and it's called Recognition. I'll give you a second to get to that. And I'm going to take a swig of water here. And it shows you up on a pedestal. It's not exactly a perfect pedestal, but it's still one that gives you a chance to stand up on a chair and show people that you have finished something or should be recognized for something. Okay, so let me read this here real quick. Yes, I have met him at school and lives near me, but not romantic. That's okay. It doesn't have to be romantic. It could be just one to where you guys are teammates, best friends, that kind of stuff, and really are successful because you know each other, been through school together, that kind of stuff. So that's good. The second card is the empty card, and it's associated with the time 441. And I did a really good job of shuffling these, but for some reason, they just want to be in a row. So the empty card is about being done and forcing the done. Forcing this thing that has always been around you, something that you've always had to do because you couldn't do anything else. And now that you're in a new place, you can let go and have that not be a part. And you may not recognize what it is. It could be that it has to do with a relationship or friendship or something with somebody who wasn't able to go to school with you. And once you start being, you know, this new person who you're going to be because of your degree, that other people are going to say, I don't know you, or I don't know, you know, you're different, you've changed or something. The empty card, we can just go, let's scroll up to that, 441. That which is all gone is all gone. Use and recycle. This is saying that something's going to fall completed. Something's going to end that has been needing to end for some time. And it could be one to where you might have been, let's say, not that it would, you know, it's a possibility, but here I drew it as if someone who is looking at what you said. Yes, they stole money and won't pay me back. I ended it and am something. Yes, good. So this is just you saying, I'm done. I'm not being connected. I'm not going to keep any part of you anymore as a part of my life. It can also be about addictions as well, you know, to where, okay, it can also be about things that we're addicted to, like, let's say, if we have to watch soap operas or, you know, we drink alcohol or some kind of diet drink. Like, there's a few friends of mine who used to drink Red Bulls all the time, and that they can't do it anymore because they hurt their heart as a part of doing that. So this can be about, you know, just being done with it. You thought it was going to be helpful, but now you're totally done with it, and there's no more, you know, going back, or it's not helpful for me or the situation. So that's what that is about. Okay, so now the second card Oh, yes. It's actually the next card I'm reading up for you. So it's the third card that I'm reading for you. And it's 954. And it's about skies. Just let you scroll up to that. 954. And it's really simple, a description, to see unique sky activity. And this is an event card. So you'll see or hear about something that has happened in the skies. Now, what this also can talk about is because you're starting a new career, because the card that I drew in the first position for you was about recognition also, is that you could find a connection with your work being related to something, yes, for like medevac or flying in helicopters or something as a part of like some kind of medical opportunity. I don't know if you're thinking about going on and doing something that's related to emergency medical technician or something, to where you can actually be in the back of a helicopter holding the IV up or doing CPR or taking vitals, that kind of stuff. But you could find yourself connected to or being invited in that direction, or being invited to go and start maybe studying for being in that kind of a position. And I read, you know, Veronica will tell you, I read for like the next 90 seconds that people can hear about the things that are going on out to 90 days. So you could potentially hear about the stuff that I'm talking about, or, you know, like by September. Like, you could talk to people who are doing this kind of work that's related to the skies, and that they invite you to go back to school or take a night class or something, and that you could find yourself a year later in a helicopter doing work that way. So don't look at your studies or your training as being done. You're on hiatus right now. You're on break, holiday, vacation. So the card that's working with, the Skies card, 954, did you have a chance, A-Water or Water Lily, did you have a chance to go to the Horizon Oracle list and see what 954 is so you can see what the images are? While you're waiting to give me a response here. The next card that's in the drawing here for you is 950. 950. And it's the Synergy card. Synergy. It shows three people walking down a roadway and that they are all carrying a clock. I'll give you a second to go look at that. Again, the number is 950. So the Synergy card is saying that you're going to find a connection with people and a timing with these people. It'll feel like this is the place that you were supposed to be your whole life, or really for now. You're at a crossroads with other people who are having deja vus that are similar to your own. And with your friend from school possibly ending up going and working at the same facility as you, it would fit right in with that. Now, the other thing is, I'll share with you, because for me, I'm a professional psychic, and I use these images in the readings that I do, and someone is telling me, I have a source, I have a spirit guide, her name is Stacy, and that she is saying that there is something that's going to be related to this event, something about, there's going to be something that's going to be happening in the air, that's going to be in the news, that's related to Tennessee. there's going to be something in the news about an air event that's related to somewhere in Tennessee. So it could be Nashville, it could be Paducah, Knoxville, Memphis, Murfreesboro, and it could be over the summer that we'll hear about that. And that this is the image that, or like this is the news, when this happens, it's creating an event gate to let you know that these other things are going to happen. That's when it begins. So, Veronica, while I have you in the room, would you like a reading with the Horizon Oracle? Okay, Water, you're back. So I was just saying, and that you're going to have to go back. It's okay. You'll have to go back and listen to the part of what I talked about while you slipped away there. What I was saying is that with the skies card, my spirit guide, Stacy, is telling me that you're going to hear about something happening in the news that's related to Tennessee, and that it's something to do about aeronautical. So it could be that they come up with like some kind of new rule or something. Okay, you live in Tennessee. Okay, and do you live like close to? Okay, your sister lives in Tennessee. And do you know if she's going to be coming to visit you? I don't know where you live or whatever. It doesn't matter. I guess that's where your roots are, Tennessee. Your roots are. There's something that's. Okay. I'm just doing a guesstimation here, but my spirit guide is saying that just watch for the news. If you keep up with the news or watch, you know, in the Yahoo News things, you know, with those little pictures where they talk about, you know, kid is saved by orca whale in Waterworld or something like that, watch for that. All right, so I'm going to move on and do a quick reading for Veronica. Veronica 42. Veronica has been with me through most of my shows, I would say, for like the last 10 years, really. I've been doing them for quite a while. And then I just got picked up by the Horizon Oracle, Main Street Universe Network. And then the producer is Daniel Michael, and I do a show with him on Wednesdays from 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then you can go back and listen to some of the archives. The website for the Main Street Universe Network is www.mainstreetuniverse.com. And the intent of this network, and I helped him get it started, is to empower people to take their degrees now that they've been laid off and start working for themselves. Okay, yes, the first card was the Between card. My website, for those of you who are just now following along, is www.templeofgaia.com, and that you can follow along with listening or looking at the cards by clicking on the Horizon Oracle card that's right beside my picture and under Psychic Medium Kevin Baird. So Veronica is up, and I'll do a reading for her. And Veronica has, you know, I'm sorry, Lily, I put the cards away, so I don't remember what the images are. You can go back and listen to the archive. You just go back and look through. And then I'm going to try and post the archives for this show. I'm going to build a page over on the Temple of Gaia, or hang it off of the Main Street Universe. I think I might do that better. This is the first episode of the Walking on the Sidewalk Horizon Oracle Journeys show, so it's sort of like my pilot launch. And it's happening right now while there's storms happening outside. So, anyway, we're moving on to Veronica. And it's the 949 card, Veronica, and that's about planning. If you want to just take a second and scroll down and look at that, 949, right around there, yeah. And it says to plan the next 10 years. Planning. So this says, Veronica, that there is something that is going to be happening over the next 90 days that will last you some 10 years. And we talked about that when I was drawing the projects card also. So projects and planning and helping people move, that kind of stuff. This looks like something that's in motion for you. The next card that's coming up is the tracks card, 947. And that's facing away from you. And the tracks card shows a person who is carrying something that looks like a ladder for climbing up the side of a building, or a piece of track for a locomotive or a train or a railroad train or a steam locomotive for hauling freight. And the intent of this image is shows the facility of this individual who's carrying this piece, who is trying to connect one functional, very busy world with another functional, very busy world. This person is like a networker in a way, but they're really helping other people and groups and organizations connect with other groups and organizations. So for you, Veronica, this can be one to where you would have a client or clients who do something, and that there are other people out there who work for organizations who are looking for people to do this also. So with the tracks card, it talks about, and because it's facing away from you, it's talking about people who are trying to make connections happen that can help a great number of people, hundreds if not thousands of people. So this is a very good card to have, and this tells me, I don't know if you're looking for work or whatever, but this tells me that you're going to be connecting with someone who is, or an organization or a group who is busy at connecting worlds. This could also be to where it could be connecting countries. Or because I know you live in the UK, it could be something that someone who is working between England and France. And it will be very helpful for you. So this is someone who goes between. They might spend their time going, you know, taking the channel across or under the channel. But this looks like something lucrative that will be coming up for you, and looks very positive to me. So that we're seeing is just stuff about, so like your next 10 years, roughly. Any questions, or did you want to add something? I can go on if you want me to. I'll give you a second to text that, and I'm going to take a swig of water. Okay. So then I'm going to go on and draw another card just for the general, for everybody that's listening, and that we do have a few people who are dialed in to the room and are listening also. So we were just talking about planning, and this is connected to the 949 card and also the 947 card, which talks about tracks connecting roughly England or one country with another. It could be also to where, you know, we're having a problem with Syria, and that the whole world is trying to get Syria doing something a lot better. You could find yourself interacting with someone who is on some team that's trying to get Syria to be a better country than what it is right now. So you could have international connections, you know, going on for this person. So again, it's associated with the 947, the tracks card, and the 949 card. And then for those of you who have just joined, you can go to the link that's in the room, or just templeofgaia.com/horizon_oracle.html, and that will give you a list of the descriptions and the images of the cards that I'm working with. So the next card that's coming up is the 531 card, and it's the Bloom card, and it's facing away from us. So those of you who are listening to this in the archives, if you're listening to this for the first time, you are essentially getting a reading about this too. So everybody that's listening, even live, who are dialed in on the phone or who are here in the chat room, this reading is for us as a whole, because you could have gone anywhere else as a part of this time that you're at right now, but instead you've shown up here. So 5:31, just mark the time that we're at right now. We're roughly an hour into the show. Yeah, we have 53 minutes left in the show. And the next card is 5:30, which is the win-win card. And I'll give you guys a chance who are out there and have your browsers up to scroll up and down to where the 5:30 and the 5:31 is. This is talking about where we're going to be coming into a place of bloom, to where everybody's going to land in the perfect place. The 5:31 card shows a flower or a butterfly that's landing on a flower. And the butterfly has the sun and the moon on its wings. And my design of this image was with the intent to let people know that you are to basically grow where you are planted and to take the first opportunity that comes up to you. And with the 5:30 card following this image, it's saying that it's going to be a win-win situation. So this is like, go where you're invited. Take the opportunities that are presented to you over the next 90 days, even though you may feel like it's not something that you can trust, or this is a new person, or it's a stranger or something, if you're looking for change to start happening in your life, then you have to say yes to these opportunities that are being presented to you and that you can't hesitate. The next image up is the 328 card, and it's facing towards us. And it shows an individual who's looking at flowers, and it's funny, we got a flower theme going on here. It shows an individual looking at flowers, and the title of this card is called Listening. And again, it's associated with the time 3:28. It could be 3:28 in the morning or 3:28 in the afternoon. I'll give you guys a chance to scroll up and have a look at that. I'm going to take a quick swig of water. And then the next card is the Clues card. 3:21 is the association for this image. And it shows an individual who's looking at a piece of paper on the ground, and it has some writing on it. And it goes back to this, what I was talking about with the Bloom card, where you're presented with these opportunities. Here in the Clues card, it shows this individual looking at this piece of paper that's on the ground. They're bent over, strained, to see if they can't, you know, if it's not possible that they can read what is written on the piece of paper. But they have their hands on their hips. They don't exactly want to pick it up because they're not sure that this is something that could be helpful for them, but they're slightly intrigued with looking at what's on the piece of paper. So with the Listening card here, it's basically saying to pay attention to unique sources in your life. Pay attention to new unique places that offer you information about things that you could be doing tomorrow or in a week or something, and consider saying yes to that thing that's being presented to you. You've got to pay attention to the clues. And again, when you see the time 3:21 show up on your watch, on your phone, on the clock on the wall, or it could be the value of something that you purchase at the store, this is saying to also pay attention to whatever it is that you're doing or listening to. When you see the price on the receipt say 3:21, or you're looking at the clock and it says 3:21, this is telling you that you are being given some clues that you need to use to help you make a difference in your life. So up next is the 319 card, and it is facing towards us, and it's about storms. It shows an individual with their hands on their hips on one side of the road, and a storm cloud with the word storms written on the side of it. And the storm and the cloud is at eye level, and it says that this could be a storm that could be approaching you at eye level. So it could be a person, place, or thing that's about to cause you a great deal of frustration. Now, with this card following the Clues card, it's basically saying that once you take the step to go in the direction of appreciating and agreeing with taking this new direction, the things, the old things that used to be in your life are going to come in and complain that you have been absent. And where the hell have you been? What have you been doing? You shouldn't be doing that. You need to be here, back with the way you were. If you were done with the way that you were, but the other people were not, too bad. If you're ready for change, you got to make the change happen, and the universe is going to be giving you opportunities to bring about the changes, but if you say no, then what you have known will continue. And the other thing is the people who repeat themselves, like as you've known the relationships, whether it's family, lovers, partners, husbands, wives, or whatever, as you have known them and their activities, so you will continue to know them. If you want something to change in your life, you have to add something new or somebody new to your life to change your life. To change your life, you have to change your life. And that's why I designed the Horizon Oracle cards, because it helps people get validation about something that they have been thinking about. The images that I've designed into these cards come from the same place that I pull from when I give my readings as a psychic medium. These are the images that I have received, just, you know, like a thumbnail description when I used to read with the tarot. I've read with the tarot about 20 years, and whenever I have read with the tarot with new clients who have never seen cards ever before, they're frightened by the images on the cards because they don't make sense to them. And I've heard that over and over like 1,000 times to where people were frustrated that they don't know the definitions to the tarot, but they want to be able to understand what the messages mean, because it's my opinion in 2012 and afterwards that more people are going to be psychic or be their own psychic medium than ever before. And with us having to be out in the world, no longer working for the corporations, and that we have to work for ourselves and earn our own money, basically, unless we're on, you know, in the retail side, we have to be out there using our intuition and our creativity to make things happen. So for you, those of you who don't have a spirit guide and would like to start working with one, I have a helpful tool that can help you with that. What you do is that you think about your creativity and what is it that you're good at creating, whether it's just cooking, painting, coming up with ideas, or whatever, your creativity. It doesn't have to be advanced creativity like you're some kind of Einstein or Michelangelo or anything, just your creativity. And then look at your intuition. You know how your ears have burned, or that someone calls you and you were just thinking about them? That's basically an intuition side that's working. So if you can feel that in your gut, how your intuition works, if you can feel in your gut about how your creativity works, and bring those two together, so like look at it as like a left hand and a right hand, a left brain and a right brain. You bring those together and you can create a personification that turns into a spirit guide that's sort of like a spirit guide that you can buy at a Quick Mart or a Quick Shop or something until you're able to hire one that would work really well for you. So as you work with your intuition and your creativity in the spirit guide format, and then you come up with a great idea that's a solution that people praise you for, then you give that spirit guide the credit for that. Be like, okay, thank you, spirit guide. Now, a lot of people are like, also, you should consider naming the spirit guide, too. And I invite people to go back and think about their childhood and who was your best friend, or who was your favorite relative who passed away. Take their name and assign it to this spirit guide that you've created into a personification by bringing your intuition and your creativity together. Bring those two together, and that's what you have. That is your spirit guide. So, we were looking at the storms and also the clues. So, as I was saying, once we start paying attention to the clues and start working with the clues and in companionship, partnership with our spirit guide, we will start to have to defending ourselves against our past routines. And that can come from the people in our past who are accustomed to us being one way and now are being another way, and that they will protest that. That's where the storms card comes in. Or it could also be where the storms would be where you're at the office and something happens to where the company ends up getting purchased and like new routines, you know, regulations, rules, that kind of stuff end up being handed down. A lot of people are protesting it. That can be that also. But I would say with the cards that we were just looking at, with the listening card at 328 and the clues card at 321, and that you can see the images by going to templeofgaia.com/horizon_oracle, you can see the images and the definitions. This is basically saying once you start agreeing to what the universe is handing you and you start saying yes to that, then your past is going to start coming up and saying, what do you think you're doing? You can't be stopping who you are because that's not right. Well, the thing is, you know, unless you change yourself or the things that are in your life, you will continue to be as you have been. So the next cards that come up are the 314 card and the 751 card. The 314 card is facing away and it's called Vistas. And that just means a high point to where we can see further than if we were at ground level. And that's facing away from us. And the second card is the obstacle card, obstacles. And it's associated with the time 751. And that shows an individual who is trying to break into some kind of container that's holding a key. And that card, too, is facing away. These two cards here are talking about once we start making a difference and being different, then we will be setting a trend and that people will start listening or considering following what we've been doing or will want to know more about what we've been doing. That's very positive. So it's really just saying, okay, the storm is going to happen, and it's going to maybe get some white water, or that there could be flash flooding, and maybe some thunder and some lightning and that kind of stuff. But like everything, it eventually passes. So after that comes up the 716 card, and it's called Deja Vu. And that's talking about dreams becoming a reality. So once you weather the storms, once you say yes or goodbye to the people who are stuck in their routines in arrested development, and you start adding that as a process and a routine in your life, then you can start to see the things that you've been wanting to see happen begin to happen. And if you look at the 716 image, it shows somebody who's dreaming about some kind of fortuitous financial opportunity at about 1 a.m. in the morning. There's a clock on the wall. And then in the other frame of the same card, it shows it happening at 11 a.m. in the morning. The sun is up. It's 7:16 in the morning, and it's a rocking day. So it takes going through the storms and saying goodbye to some of the things that were not helpful so that new days can begin and new lives and new roads and new pathways can begin. So, then that turns into the next card that comes up, which is the 714 card, and that's the delegating card. I'll give you a second to scroll down to that, or up, really, because we're at 716 there with the deja vu. So this, it shows an individual giving another person a stack of gears. And in the Horizon Oracle, the gears represent ways of doing something, mechanisms, processes, work, ideas that are in motion. They're basically parts to a machine that can produce things that some people would consider helpful. So what this says is that once you start seeing the things that you want to see happen, there will be other people who will come in and say, okay, I'm not really able to do this as good as you, and I was wondering if you could do it for me. And you have to think long and hard about that. Because if you start doing other people's work for them, if you start living their lives for them, then why are they here? This is where your challenge comes in. You don't want to say no to them because you respect them, you want to be helpful to them, you really like them, you don't want to turn them off. What I suggest that you do is to say, okay, how exactly would you like for me to do this? And then invite them, coax them into finding a way to explain what it is that they want you to do. And then after they've talked about it a couple of times, try to work your way into the area where that work needs to be done and ask them to show you what it is that they want you to do so you can understand what it is that they want you to do. And then while they're doing it, admire the work that they're doing. And you're really doing is that you're making it possible for them to do the work without them honestly recognizing that they are doing the work, because a lot of people don't trust their abilities and that they know that other people can do things a lot better than they can. But if the two of you are working together to help this person get what it is that they want to have finished done, then you're helping them, and the next time that that needs to be done, they can do it themselves because they've known that they've done it before, but with your help. So they're not really exactly asking you to do it, but they really want to do it themselves, but they want some kind of a way to where they can do it without having to be recognized for doing the work the first time, because a lot of people don't want to be recognized as failures. They really want to be recognized as people who are successful at what they do, but they have to fail a couple of times before they can start to understand the process. And that comes in with the first card that we were reading, where we were talking about planned failures, and that you just have to go back later and listen to this show in the archives. But this talks about us moving to a new level and getting appreciation for the people and the friends that are in our life, to where we all start to be successful and that we can look at ourselves in the mirror proud that we are here, we're valid, that we're successful with the things that we attempt to do. Sure, we make some fails and that we have some accidents, but we always make new discoveries as a part of the process. If you go back and you look at the projects card, it talks about helping people doing things, and as you're working with the projects, you start coming up with ideas and solutions for other projects that need to be completed also. So with that comes the 7-11 card. I just drew that from the deck, and that's associated with a whole new world and 7-11. It shows an individual with their hands on their hips, and most of the individuals in my drawings have their hands on their hips, and that's really in a symbol that says that they have their hands full already, and how can you be giving me this to do because I'm already busy. Well, this whole new world is being handed down from high or on high, as if God or some divine individual is tossing down a planet that lands in front of you and creates a little bit of a crater, so it can't roll away. and giving you something new to deal with. So it's a graduation. First, you go through the delegating. We had the delegating card to where someone was trying to give us something to do because they didn't want to do it themselves because they didn't trust that they would do a good job at it. And we helped to walk them through getting it done themselves, and they felt valid. Well, once that happens, and it will happen again and again just in different scenarios, then you graduate from that level. You no longer have the responsibility of teaching this individual how to be their own success, and that it's almost like you move into like your fresh or your sophomore year of your spiritual growth, or going from high school to college. And with the next card that is associated with the 7-Eleven card is the 707 card, and it talks about busy. Or the title for this card is busy. It shows an individual who's falling out of their bed that they sleep in into the bed of a truck. On one side is the moon, and on the other side is the sun. This whole new world is going to have you very busy. So we have Carrie in the room. Carrie, would you like a quick reading? You can just text me, you know, if you want to, or I can go on. We have about 30 minutes left. Or I can go on. What I'm doing here is I am teaching people who will listen to this archive later, and also for the people who are in the room, how to read with using the Horizon Oracle deck that I designed. It's a series of images that are sort of like storyboard images or frames that tell a story about everyday life, sort of like a what's going on here in life, what's going on in there in life, and the things that you can plan to see or to watch for, and that you can also give readings to other people for doing this also. So I see, yes, that Carrie would like a reading. Now, would you like it to be a general message, or did you have questions? If you can pick up through chat, yes, no problem. I can read from chat. I've been doing it for years, really. I used to read in chat back in the days in Facebook, whenever that first, not Facebook, but Pal Talk, when that first kicked off a million years ago. So I'm going to go ahead and do a general reading for you, because that's what I recommend for most people who are getting a reading from me for the first time. So the first card up for you is the Tracks card. So I just shuffled the deck while I was talking there, and we've had a repeat of a card that I was talking about earlier has just shown up. It's the 947 card, and it talks about tracks, and that, Carrie, you can go to my website, which is templeofgaia.com/horizon_oracle, O-R-A-C-L-E, and that shows the list of all the images of the cards that are right there. Also, I've written a book. It's a workbook that goes with this deck as well, that can give the people who are looking to start really trying to connect with their spirit guide and this and the images in this deck, so they can start watching for these trends that start to happen, and then they can work with these trends as they come up. And that every trend that happens, or everything that happens, is sort of like an event gate that opens a door that makes it possible for us to start doing something different if we so choose. So the first card is Tracks, and then the second card that comes up is the Win-Win card, which is, we had drawn that earlier also in the show. And the win-win card is related and associated with the time 5:30. Now, both of these cards are facing away from you. Okay, they're facing away from me. They're in the upside-down position is how some people refer to it also. But the tracks card talks about someone who is out there who's trying to bring two organizations together because it would be helpful for all of the organizations as a whole and likely to combine them into one group. So this can happen if it's a part of a project that relates to many people. I know, the synchronicity is amazing. Carrie is saying in the chat room, odd, two same cards, synchronicity. And then I also do have a synchronicity card in this also. It's a synergy card, basically. So this talks about some, it could be like a merger that's going to be happening if you are, you know, working for a company that's publicly traded or something, or it's a private company that's going to end up being bought by another company, or that it could be that it's connected to somebody that's around you that works for a company that's going to end up being bought, and that they're going to tell you about it, that, oh no, my company is going to be bought. And if you're really close and have a close relationship with this person, you can also tell them that it's going to be a win-win situation, because I'm looking at the 5:30 card. It's facing away from us while we're doing this reading, and it's saying that the people who are connected to this joining, everybody's going to be happy in it. Okay, so yes. So you could hear about a merger in like the next 30 days, or there's other things, mergers, acquisitions, takeovers happen sometimes too. But yes, it's going to be a win-win for everyone. Then the next card that's up is the clues card. Were you in the room when I was talking about the clues? It's associated with the time of 3:21. Carrie? The 3:21, the clues, is about pieces of paper that have writing on them. That are found on the ground, falls out of a mailbox, an ad in the paper. That's okay. You can go back and listen to the archive later. But this says that you should be paying attention to these clues, because this card is facing us, it's facing you. So there's something that's going to be happening to this group, as I was saying before, possible merger or something. It's going to be a win-win kind of situation. But there's something that's going to take place as a part of that change, that there's going to be murmurs. This is for you. There's going to be murmurs or something about how the position that you're in could end up going through a change or a metamorphosis. And that if someone extends you an opportunity to start doing something else, I would say go with it, because change is always good. Now, the plus to this is that the 357 card has just shown up again. So you can go back and listen to the archives and get more details about the obstacles card. It shows someone who's using a large spoon or screwdriver trying to open a container that has a key in it, a key that can unlock opportunities. But they don't know how to open the container. They could whack the container. It might be glass. It may not be. You know, they got those unbreakable glasses now. So they are trying to solve this problem. So this card is facing away from us. It's facing away from you. So the clue is that someone is going to need help overcoming an obstacle. Kara, we need your help with this. Yada, yada, yada. Can you come help us? I would say uppercase Y-E-S. you say to them. Because the change that's coming is going to be one to where transitions are going to end some positions and, I guess, inflate and empower new ones. So absolutely, this looks really good for you. And I've just drawn, there's the 714 card, which is the delegating or delegations card. And once you help these people with these obstacles, they're going to just hand you a whole room of other obstacles right in line with the first one that you solved. So it looks like the first obstacle that you help these people solve is going to be a test drive to see what your constitution is, what your strength, what your core confidence is. Perfect. And then they're going to just dump a whole lot of stuff in your lap. So it, with the delegating card associated with the time 714, it looks like that whatever it is that you are in the process of connecting to, you might be only doing it for a little while because they're going to like the work that you do and that they might just massage you into an even better position than what you've imagined what you're going through right now. So with the delegations of these gears that are being handed to you, yeah, I have music playing in the background just as a, you know, a helpful with the silence and everything. And also I've just drawn the 707 card, which is associated with being very busy. It shows an individual going from one bed where they sleep in it to the bed of a truck in the next. So it's like, okay, hop on and ride. You're going to be very busy and, like, no time to sleep, roughly. So I would say over the summer to sleep, you know, sleep fast if you can. Like, you know, a quick wink or something, quick 10-minute nap. Now what I will do is that I will, let me do this, www, if I can get my typer to work here. Here we go, www.photosonix.com. Photosonix.com is a company that I buy, like a sort of like an MP3 player, but what they do is that they sell devices that help you take quick naps. Or if you have trouble getting to sleep, or if you wake up in the middle of the night and you can't get back to sleep, you can start this MP3 player. It's not really an MP3 player. It's like a self-playing organ, if you will. It has all these built-in sounds and frequencies that you listen to it, and it can help you sleep. It can also help your focus. It can help you with study. But go to photosonic.com and look for the Muse, M-U-S-E, is the one that I use. Muse, and it's very appropriate. But it can help you sleep. So, like, there are some times where I'm very, very tired, and that all I have to do is just get to the point to where I might just do, like, a quick nod off. Well, that place that I go to is so intense with REM that it's only for, like, a blink, no pun intended, but that REM blink that I get as a part of just nodding off is enough that will last me at least 3 hours. I just have that quick nod, like going out and sitting in the car, or just like a quick restroom break or something, or the break room, is very helpful. So it shows with the 707 card that you are going to be very busy and that you will have to sleep fast. But the next card that's coming up, it's the 601, and it talks about distortions. And it shows an individual holding up a warped magnifying glass as they're trying to get a better picture of what the horizon or what the future is going to look like. This is saying to not plan anything because it's going to change from day to day. So I would say don't make any plans. Don't plan to move. Don't plan to, you know, if you're already planning to get married or something, go ahead and do that. But don't make any plans at least for like the next 90 days. It may be even 6 months. I would say wait until the election is over with before you make any kind of substantial, significant changes for yourself. Don't initiate any changes. When people invite you to go and do this thing or that thing, then go ahead and do that. But this is saying that how you see the world over the next 6 months is not exactly... Okay, good. I'm seeing where you're saying you're in mixed minds about change or no change. I would say definitely don't make any changes whatsoever because, you know, how you see reality is not exactly how it is. So don't, you know, someone ticks you off with what they say, they didn't mean to tick you off. It was an accident or you didn't hear it right. Don't rush into that. Don't get too wrapped up into what people say. Because what they're saying may not be exactly what they're trying to say, and that once they have a chance to think about what they said, they'll come back and say, you know, I told you about yada, 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 but I really meant this, and I was wondering if you've had a chance to think about it, and that's where you get the invite. So don't react to anything. I don't know if you've been following your horoscope. I don't know what that says right now or whatever, but this says to be cautious, to be careful. And then with the last card that's coming in, is very funny. And fits right along with the distortions card. It's the detached card and it's associated with 544. And it shows a person without a head holding a balloon with their arm extended out, and it looks like the balloon is their head. And this is about the people around you. So that's saying that it's going to be, like I would say through the till the end of the year, that people are going to be sort of like, what's that word, shell shocked. Going to be a lot of booms that are going to happen, a lot of bangs, pops, snaps, crackles, that kind of stuff, and it's going to confuse a lot of people. Well, the thing is that the people who are in charge of the people or the people who are making the decisions aren't going to know what's going to happen either, and that everything has to be played by ear. So the detached card really talks about people who are so taxed, so drawn out, so overworked, overwhelmed, that their head doesn't fit their body because they can't think anymore. They're just spent. And that's when it's time for you to go and find a weekend or a Saturday or something, if you can, about every month and a half and have some decompressing time. Because it's going to be pretty intense. So that's what I have for you, Carrie. And thanks for coming into the room. Now, did anybody else, Veronica or Mary Lee, did you have any questions about what I've talked about here? Can I add anything to what's going on for you guys? And again, you can go back and listen to the archives just by connecting to the Main Street Universe channel and then finding Walking on the Sidewalk. Yep, you're welcome, Carrie. So I plan to do this show every Friday from 5 to 7. And it's just messages from the Horizon Oracle and also giving the people who already have the deck but have not got the workbook yet. Veronica, who's in the room, she has a copy of this 111 version. Okay, all right. Veronica wants to know, for the people who are listening in archive, if I can give her any kind of information about her family. And let's see. The first thing up is that... let them carry their own baggage. I just drew the 440 card and talks about burdens, and it shows someone who is has a bunch of blocks that they're dragging on strings behind them. And it might be that these are gifts or possessions or responsibilities that were given to them that they feel like they have an obligation to finish. But they've had this gift or this present or this thing that was given to them that might be tattered and worn, or that they've not been able to get around to it for some time. And they don't want to let it go because they would feel like they have failed whoever gave it to them. If you see that they're holding on to something that belongs to you and that it's worn and torn and tattered, find a way to rip it, break it, crush it, mash it, so they don't have to hold on to it any longer, so that you can free up a space that you can give them something new to put there in its place. And then everybody that's listening in the room too, and that you guys that are on the phone, if you have something that belonged to a relative that's so worn out and that the relative has passed away and everybody else has forgotten about it and that you don't want to hold on to it anymore, don't hold on to it anymore. Give it away, or, you know, recycle it, but give it away in a way to where it won't come back to you as a part of regifting. So if someone gave you a blender, don't give it to your neighbor, and then your neighbor ends up giving it back to you in two Christmases from now or two holidays from now or whatever. You have to make sure that you give it away so it doesn't find its way back to you. The same thing for these people that are in your life too. Let's help unburden them, and that's what the burdens card is about, holding on to the past that has boxes with strings attached to it so they can keep all the different sized things in those boxes. That's what Tupperware containers are. You know those Tupperware containers that you have in the cupboard that have the orange ring around them, and then you keep promising yourself that you're going to take leftover food from meals and dinners and everything and put it in those containers, and therefore you don't have to throw them away or give them away or anything. Throw them out or turn them in for recycling. Anything that's burnt, spent, but you feel like it still has some good use or whatever, it's done. Throw it out. Don't use it anymore, because as soon as you free yourself up of those things, you open up some energy that makes it possible for other things to start coming into your life also. Look at it like going and getting your hair done or getting your manicure or pedicure done. Once you have that tuned up and that it's working, you know, the way you want it to, or getting your hair done, or, you know, like, you know, a new hair color or something. Yeah, Veronica is saying, ha-ha, brings back memories of childhood. Absolutely. To, like, go and... Yeah, I guess we don't have Tupperware anymore. I'm not sure what they call it. It could be anything else. It's like Xerox paper, you know. But, as I was saying, find a way to put something new in your life and get rid of the old stuff. By getting rid of old things, and it can be relationships also. You know, if there's someone that's in your life, whether they're relative or not, and they're not helpful and they're more hurtful than helpful, you don't owe them jack by keeping them in your life. You don't owe them anything. And when you walk away from them, you don't end it. You just aren't noticed around them much. And that's when your life begins to start changing. As I was saying, to change your life, you have to change your life. If you don't change your life, then your life will not change. I'm being a little redundant with what I'm doing and carrying on in that sense, but it is saying, if you don't change your life, you don't change your life. Now, also, okay, Veronica, I've just drawn the 419 card, and it's the levy. L-E-V-E-E. It could be like, it's a place that holds water back, you know, so when the water gets high or it's raining or something like that, keeps the rivers from overflowing the banks. This is saying that if your kids, do your kids have a house that has a basement or something, there's something that's coming up to where they're going to have a plumbing problem. Because whenever the 419 card comes up in the upside down position, it talks about things and people around us having water issues. So this talks about a plumbing issue, a plumbing problem or something. Now, you know Frances, that she comes onto the website from time to time, or, you know, in Facebook. You know Frances, her Halpern, H-A-L-P-E-R-N. She's from the UK. She's British, English. I'll friend you guys. But I drew this card for her, and that her basement ended up flooding. Not that this card causes basements to flood, but their basement flooded, and it was at the fault of, like, the craftsmanship or something like that. And the insurance company came in and wrote them a fat check that they were able to get a lot of things that they needed to get done on that basement completed. And that they, it, like, it helped them tremendously. They were thinking about selling their house, but because they were able to upgrade the basement, that they decided to hold on to it, and that the money that came in as a part of the flooding in the basement helped them tremendously. And, okay, you don't have basements in the UK. It can be that just that the kitchen ends up flooding or something, or that some part of the house, or the bathroom, the water closet, I don't know if you guys call that or not, but it will end up flooding or some kind of water issue. It doesn't necessarily have to be your kids. It can be someone else that's connected to you. But definitely when that happens and they tell you the story about how the pipes broke or something, that you can tell them that you were told about that by your psychic. You know, you can just let me be your psychic or whatever, that it's going to turn out to be something very positive. And that it will turn around in a day, because I've just drawn the 408 card, and it's the tomorrow card. So it's more of an event, and that this looks like it's going to be happening over the, like, the next week. So you either hear about it tomorrow or within a week, and that if they ask you to come over and help them, then I would say definitely go and help them. It goes back to the projects that we were talking about at the beginning of the show. And the 947 card has come back up again for you in this. It's facing away, and it's the tracks card. And I just spent, like, the last 2 or 3 minutes shuffling the deck so we would have fresh cards to come out on the top. It always amazes me how some cards can end up repeating themselves over and over and over again. So again, just to recover what Main Street Universe is all about, we are a network. We're turning into a network of other people who are now out there in the community, in the world, surviving on their own. They've taken the degree that they were being paid to help somebody else, another group, organization, or whatever, and now they have to find a way to pay themselves for the work, the degree work that they're doing. And as I was talking about earlier, if you were to give yourself a grant, what would you give yourself a grant for? What kind of grant work could you do? What would you pay yourself to do? That way you can see what other people would pay you to do also. What kind of work that needs to be done, not it's nice, what needs to be done. So, like, you know, if you thought about doing nails and you see someone whose nails are like 4 feet long or something and that they're curling around, they're definitely due for some kind of manicure or something, and who knows what their toes look like. Definitely this is something that could help them. Look at what needs to be done and try to find some way to help them do that. So if you pick one person that needs help with something and you do a good job at it, then they will tell their friends about what needed, what you did for them. When it gets out, when it gets around that you're able to do this kind of thing and they can see the kind of work that you do, then it gets to where there's 100 people who want you to come and do that work for them. Well, you could do that work for another person or maybe two as a whole, but you couldn't do it for 100 other people. There's just not enough time in the day. Well, the people who really want you to do that work will start to show you the pounds and the dollars. It says, okay, I got 100 pounds here. I want you to come and do this work for me. I know that you can do it. I've seen you do this work there and that work there. This is how we all out there, we're no longer in the corporations. We're out, unemployed, but well-degreed. How can we make a difference? What can we do? What kind of a grant can we give ourselves if we wanted to do grant work? So that's what Main Street Universe is all about. We interview and that we talk to people on the planet who come into the room, who come on the show, about what they're doing as a part of being self-employed. Are you a musician? Are you a builder? Are you a teacher? Do you work with children? You babysit. Are you a babysitter? Are you working in retail? Do you sell clothes? Do you sell food? That is what I'm saying. So this is what we have to be, you know, focused on. And that's what Main Street Universe is about. And so my show here, the Walking on the Sidewalk, the Main Street or Horizon Oracle Journeys, I'm so used to saying Main Street Universe because we've been doing the show since November, and it's like hard to shift the rhythms. But Main Street Universe is a universe that everybody is on, and that the only way that a difference is going to be made is if we make the difference. You guys who are listening here today, whether it's live for the people who are in the room and on the phone, or you guys listening in archive, this is me channeling from the universe, and I'm not the sole source. Just look at me like satellite TV or cable TV, that I have a cable connection into this source, that you're at my house watching my TV, and that we're looking at what the universe is would like us to know about. And that's what my Horizon Oracle is. It's a bunch of frames that are images, like the television, like your phone, that can give you ideas about things you can expect to see. And when you see these things happen, that's the universe showing you timings that these will happen again. And when this happens again, how would you react? I also invite people who, like as an entry level, watching for signs and symbols to follow the yellow bug. If you look at the pics at the beginning of the room, you see a yellow bug in there. When you see a yellow bug show up that drives in front of you, is parked out in the parking lot, car park, that is saying to stop worrying about what it is that you're thinking about at the time that you see the yellow bug, and to just not worry about it and be, you know, positive, because it will work out. So when you see the yellow bug, it's saying to stop worrying about what it is that you're thinking about and that everything is going to be okay. So I'll just, and you can go to my website, which is www.templeofgaia.com, and then scroll down, and there is a yellow bug there. You click on that yellow bug, and it will give you the descriptions of what the different bug colors means, and that you can use those also. So I want to thank you guys for listening. We've come to the end of the show. 2 hours flew by. We normally do the show at like 90 minutes, but Horizon Oracle is so busy, you know, or there's so much to it. But I want to thank you guys for listening, and find me on the archives. Connect with me next week on Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for Main Street Universe. Thanks, and have a great day.